The Irish Second Level Students' Union has called for more affordable purpose-built accommodation for students starting college. The ISSU says more students are limiting their college choices in order to avoid high rents. And it's joined the Union of Students in Ireland in calling for better protection for those living in digs. Carol Coleman has this report.
The Leaving Cert exams may soon be over, but for many students hoping to start college later this year, the race for accommodation is very much on.
I was lucky enough to get the same accommodation that I had this year, student accommodation, but two of my flatmates didn't.
And I have to live with my grandparents now because I can't live anywhere else.
They're closer to the college than your home, is it?
Yeah.
People start looking for accommodation around January, I'd say, and then the student-specific accommodation opens up in February. So that's all booked up now. Every single bit of student-specific accommodation in Galway is all gone, and the waiting lists are very extensive. So,
Imogen O'Flaherty Falconer, Vice President for Student Welfare at the University of Galway, says leaving certs waiting for CAO offers at the end of August are the worst affected.
They'll be starting college a month later than all the rest of the years in college. So it is a really tricky situation, because if they haven't already gotten their student accommodation on campus from February, then most of the private landlords will most likely be booked up. So it's going to be a really, really difficult situation for them.
The Irish Second Level Students' Union is calling for more purpose-built accommodation for students that is affordable.
If you get on-campus accommodation, you're very lucky. It is the top situation for students to get on campus. However, some of them can be very expensive. There are very limited supply of those on-campus accommodations.
That's Caitlin Feminiti, Uachtaráin of ISSU, who says the rent-a-room scheme, or DIGS, needs more protection for students.
DIGS arrangements require immediate regulation to protect students. Right now, a lot of students who are in DIGS aren't finding the security, or they're just not the best of quality place to live in. So there needs to be more regulation in DIGS.
She says more of this year's leaving certs are limiting themselves to local colleges to avoid the hassle of renting. This Dublin-based leaving cert student is among them.
Like, every single college I was looking at was too expensive, but luckily in DCU I can go. Like, I'm kind of travelling at home, but that's the only reason I chose DCU. Hopefully I'll get the points for DCU, but it was only ever going to be DCU because I live close to it.
TU Dublin estimates the 2022-23 college year cost €6,100 for students living at home, compared to €13,300 for those renting. Caitlin Feminiti says affording third level is now adding to the pressure on leaving cert students.
Especially with the cost of living as well. So even the high prices of groceries, food, kind of any extracurriculars or like utilities, that's on top of transport and also accommodation. It adds up.
In this game of musical chairs or musical rooms, Galway International student Andrew has held on to his room for the next semester at the University of Galway.
But there will be about 2 months where I'm not here, so it's $450 each month for empty rent. Like, I get to keep my things there, but it is really just frustrating.
So it's a glorified storage locker
exactly,
for the summer.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I say to my friends. It's basically just a very expensive storage unit.
At the Students' Union, Imogen O'Flaherty Falconer says without more purpose-built accommodation and curbs on short-term lets, the 2023-24 college year will be even tougher.
There was students living on their friends' couches, living in their cars, sleeping in their cars before exams, things like that. Just like really unsustainable living conditions for everyone, really. I think state-built accommodation is so important here, and also Airbnb regulation. There's a short-term tourist letting legislation that should be coming in at the end of this year. But I think if the government could stop stalling on that and kind of get it through a little bit quicker, so maybe that could be ready in time for September, that would be really good.